Welcome to the Bedtime Stories. Hi, this is David, and this is my podcast. I hope you enjoy it. The Tidy Jar. One Saturday morning, Abby's mom came upstairs to see Abby in her bedroom, or tried to. There was so much mess on the floor, she could only poke her head around the door. Abby sat in the middle of it all, reading a book. "What a tip," Mom said. "You need to have a clean-up in here." "Why?" Abby said. "Why?" Mom repeated. "Because things get broken or lost when they're all willy-nilly like this. Come on, have a tidy up now." "But I'm very busy," Abby argued, "and it's boring on my own. Can't you help me?" "No, I can't. I'm busy too. But I'll give you extra pocket money if you do a good job." When Mom came back later, all the toys and clothes and books had disappeared. "I'm impressed, Mom," said Mom. "But I'll inspect it properly later." "It was easy," said Abby. "Can I have my extra pocket money now?" "All right, get it out of my change purse. It's in the kitchen tidy drawer." In the kitchen, Abby went over to the dresser and pulled open the tidy drawer. She hunted for the purse. "Any luck?" Mom asked. Abby shook her head. "It must be lurking at the bottom," Mom said. "Let's have a proper look." She pulled the drawer out and carried it over to the table. Abby kneeled on a chair to look inside. There were lots of boring things, like staplers and string, but there were lots of interesting things as well. "What's this?" Abby asked, holding up a plastic bottle full of red liquid. Mom laughed. "Fake blood from a Halloween party years ago. Your dad and I took that to you. Dressed up as a baby vampire. You were really scary." "I don't remember that." Abby carried on looking through the drawer. She found some vampire teeth, white face paint, plastic witchy nails, and hair gel. Mom pulled out a glittery hairband, and it had springs with wobbly balls on the top that flashed disco colors. She put it on her head while she carried on looking through the drawer. Abby found some sparkly hair elastics to match the hairband. She made her mom put lots of little bunches all over her head so she looked really silly. "I remember this," Abby said as she pulled out a plastic bag. "This is for my pirate party." Inside there was a black false mustache and some big gold earrings. She peeled the sticky backing off the false mustache and stuck it on her mom's top lip, then found a paintbrush in the drawer and painted a fierce red scar down her cheek using the fake blood. Mom clipped on the pirate earrings. "Come here," Mom said, and smeared the white face paint all over Abby's face. She dribbled the fake blood so it looked as if it was coming out of Abby's eyes and mouth. She put gel all over Abby's hair and made it stand up into a weird pointy shape. Abby put in the vampire teeth and slipped on the witchy fingers. She made scary noises at Wow Wow the cat. He ignored her and carried on washing himself on the seat next to her. "Watch this," Abby asked, holding up a flat, rubbery thing. It was hard to speak through the vampire teeth. "It's a whoopee cushion," Mom asked. "You blow it up and sit on it. It makes rude noises." She blew it up and gave it to Abby. Suddenly, there was a knock at the back of the door. A voice called out, "Hello, it's only me. I let myself in." It was their noisy neighbor, Miss Hillslop. She had always interfered and complained. Miss Hipslop entered the kitchen, her mouth dropped open. "We're just working for the change purse," Abby explained. Yes, Waller, Miss Hislop said, I wanted a word about your fence. Some of it's blown down on my side. At that moment, Abby sat on the whoopee cushion and let out an enormous rude noise. Wow-Wow jumped off his seat and ran away. Well, said Miss Hislop and hurried off from the room and out the house. When the door banged shut, Abby and Mom burst out laughing until Mom's mustache hung on by a whisker and Abby's vampire teeth dropped out. Abby came to sit on her Mom's knee. It's fun doing this together, she said. Maybe we still haven't found the change purse. They both looked at the enormous heap of things spread over the kitchen table. Well, you know, things will get lost or broken when they're all willy-nilly, Abby said. You cheeky monkey, Mom laughed. But what shall I do with it all? I know, it's easy, Abby said, and began to scoop everything off the table into her arms. She dumped it all back in the kitchen drawer. Mom looked at her suspiciously. Let's go inspect your bedroom, shall we? Abby followed her upstairs into the bedroom. Wally was sitting in front of her fish tank, looking hungrily at the goldfish. He dashed under the bed when he saw Mom and Abby. Mom kneeled down and lifted the bed covers to get him out. Underneath were heaps of Abby's toys, books, tapes, clothes, and shoes, empty plastic cups and wrappers, and half-eaten sandwich on a plate. Abby, what's all this? It's my tidy drawer, Abby said. She wrapped her arms around her mom and gave her a kiss. Let's sort this one out together now. The end.